Blog Talk Radio.
blogtalkradio.com/themillion-dollar-idea. We're talking about what we always talk about here, getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain, you can see what the Lord has brought you through. In that process, mentor, help, guide, and most important thing. Today, we're talking about death. Good morning, welcome to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. My name is Charlie Childs, Jr. It's my job is to give you one thing to think about, changing to the positive, something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. And in that process, achieve that total prosperity that we all work for, towards in life today. It is Monday, April 20, 2015. Yes, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And know this, that your eyes are open today for a purpose, a mission, a vision, a destiny that you have to complete because it's only yours. I want to welcome you today, the first day of the rest of your life. Today we're going to talk about destiny. What is destiny? How do you find your destiny? Can you see your destiny? And how is it intertwined with the purpose that you have going on right now? All those things are important for you to see. All those things are important for you to hear. But most important, it's also important for you to feel those things in your spirit. Understand this, we are a total being, a spirit with a soul that lives in the body. We have to be intentional about what we feed ourselves in the process of life to achieve the victory that we want to achieve. And we're doing that today here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. We'll be right back.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And we're talking about what we always talk about, and it's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain, so you can see the Lord has brought you through it in your process. Testify to what you've been through. Testify to the story that is only yours. Testify about the victory. Because only remember the victory. Because when you go through, once you cross the finish line, it all does not matter anymore. So you want to focus on the victory. Now, what we have up, we're going to listen to Dr. Farrah Gray. And those of you who don't know who Dr. Farrah Gray is, his claim to fame, or his reason he is famous, is he was the youngest individual to achieve $1 million and not have a family connection, not be in a sport or entertainment. He sold a business for over $1 million. And he did this all at the rightful age of 14. And the reason I talk about Dr. Farrah Gray, because there are young people out there, and there's young people out there who are 17 years old that are starting a business also. It's never too late, but never believe the impossible can happen, especially when it concerns you. Always believe the impossible can happen. Someone's going to tell you, you can't do it. You can do it. It's just they haven't done it before, so they have not experienced that win. So they might be able to relate to some of the things that you have to relate to in order to achieve the victory. Now we're going to listen to Dr. Farrah Gray. The reason we're going to listen to Dr. Farrah Gray, he's going to talk about three different things to think about in terms of finding your purpose. Because the key is about finding your purpose. Once you know why you're here on this planet, everything else comes easy. Because everything will line up according to the purpose. The universe will move out of your way once you understand your purpose. And that's critical. There's too many people in this world today wandering this planet, wondering what they should do when they already know what they're supposed to be doing. Often, many times, people are at the end of their emotions. What do I mean at the end of your emotions? That means you're being governed and guided by your emotions. Your emotions, at the end of your emotions, is what? Nothing. At the end of your purpose, at the end of your principle, what do you have? You've achieved something, you have a goal, you have a legacy, you've completed the destiny where you're supposed to be at. That's what's at the end of your emotions, nothing. So wherever your emotion is right now, whether it's fear, doubt, whatever that emotion is right now, it is moving and moving you in the wrong direction. You cannot be governed by your emotions. Yes, emotions are part of your being. That's correct. But you have to understand, what is the correct order again? The correct order is what? I'm a spirit with a soul that lives in a body. My spirit is connected to the Holy Spirit. Don't connect to the spirit of fear, the spirit of lust, the spirit of unforgiveness, the spirit of whatever negative spirit out there. Do not connect with that spirit, because it will translate through your whole being, and you will not be able to hide it. No matter how much perfume you put on, you will still stink of whatever negative spirit you connected to. And that is a physical manifestation. So we're going to listen to Dr. Farah Gray, and we're going to discuss that, and then we're going to play what we have here for today about your destiny. Your destiny is a choice. If you decide to win, you win. If you decide to fail, you fail. If you decide to give up, you decide to give up. But we all know that the human spirit that resides in you is unstoppable. The human spirit that resides in you goes from glory to glory to glory. The human spirit that resides in you can get knocked down, trampled down, and there's proof of this in history. What proof is that? Slavery. How many people went through slavery? How many people? Millions upon millions. Yes, the African-American community still has the effects of that today, but also understand this. There was a spirit that came through slavery that became stronger in the process. There was a spirit during the time of slavery that refused to be slaves, refused to give up. No one talks about in history how African Americans or black people that during that time period were able to own some property, were able to be free and function as themselves in a society. That is in history. So it can be done. So the impossible is not impossible. So you say it's impossible for a black person to own property during slavery time in the South? I know people who did. It's not impossible. Now, we don't have exactly the same type of stresses and obstacles as those individuals did, so you would think it should be a little easier. But what makes it hard is what's placed in your mind. What you fed your mind will determine what you become. If you think of the things of greatness, you'll become the things of greatness. If you think of the things of fear, you become the things of fear. So I want to listen to Dr. Farah Gray now. We're going to take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network Inspirational Monday here from the great state of North Carolina, where the skies are blue and the sun is shining. And where you're at right now, the sun is shining too, because whatever clouds are there, whatever rain is there, whatever snow is there, it has to leave because the sun is always, always present.
Curriculum, smoother and trickier, throwing up lyrics like a throw up on a flapjack. You're a chicken McNugget and I'm a Big Mac. Great Mac soloist, having Coca-Cola was doing very well because I took the right road to this path. Make the undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power and I'ma end it with a bang. Bang, bang. We got our own thing. People sitting down, they had as much as they could possibly get. Meanwhile, I'm lamping, feeling like a champion. Push up on a cutie bone, see this, I'm stance. I'm the face, I'm packed though, stuffed like an Oreo. Everybody broke for a heavy D video, fucking in stereo. People said, here we go, a cutie down in front, said, heavy, you're my hero. Understand this, before you make a comment, there's always a meaning in a heavy D statement. In this life, I strive for improvement. Be your own guy, follow your own movement. Love is a legend, me, I'm legendary at it. Flipping on the mic makes me a rapping acrobat. Don't try to swing, cause you couldn't even hang. We got our own thing.
Monday to give you that one thing to think about to inspire you to get through the week. And we're talking about destiny. Destiny is important to understand because it intertwines with your purpose. People you meet today, you were destined to meet those people today. The people's paths that you cross today, you were destined to meet that individual, that person, based on the decision that you make. Now, when you cross paths with individuals, be mindful of these people that you cross paths with, because some say some may be angels. Some may be demons, some may be just regular humans, but be mindful because we need to function in the process at all times as if not we're being watched by Uncle Sam, be watched by anybody, but as if we're being watched by God. Because he sees everything that we do, even the things that other people don't see we do. He sees all. And once you're able to function in a process and function above reproach, you have an understanding of the true person you're supposed to be. There's no need for fear if you have nothing to fear for. There's nothing to hide if you have nothing to hide. And if you're doing things you're not supposed to be doing, just turn around right now. Again, it is Inspiration Monday. Be inspired. Be inspired about what you want to do in life and your purpose. Now we're going to listen to Dr. Farrah Gray. He's going to talk about purpose and how you are one of the ways that you can understand what your purpose is.
You have to be able to push yourself, because I'm a strong believer that if you're not living here, if you're living here on the earth and you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. That means you're not fighting hard enough for your dreams. So you have to push yourself. How many of you are ready to push yourself? Let me see your hand. All right, that was pretty much everybody. I made my first million, like I said, at 14 years old. Why? Because I did what came natural to me. When I was on the Monique show last night, she said, how do you make millions of dollars? How do you receive a doctorate at 21 years old? I said, it's really simple. You have to find what God puts you here to do. The two most important times in anyone's life is when we were born and when we find out why we were born. What did God put you here to do? How many of you know what God put you here to do? We got some hands. Good. I had a guy, he was 75 years old. He called and he cussed me out. He said, "Far Greg." I said, "Yes." He said, "I've been working all my da-da-da life." Da-da is a cuss word. President Hardin cuss. "I've been working all my da-da-da life. And why is it that you have money, Far, and I don't? I'm 75 years old." I said, "Because, sir, you have to find what God put you here to do. The richest place in the world is the cemetery. Why? Because many of us have so many gifts. We're trying to be the next this person or that person. Be the next you, because everybody else is taken. You have dreams. You have seeds of greatness within you. You have the power to do anything you want to do, but you've got to put your mind in action." So as I went on to tell this guy, he said, "I know what God put me here to do." So I said, "Okay," to the 75-year-old. I said, "What did God put you here to do?" He said, "I'm a singer." I said, "Okay, well, sing." He started to sing. I listened. I listened some more. I listened to him sing some more. I said, "Sir, you're not a singer." As my mom would say, "Shut it down. Don't do that no more." Or as my grandma would say, she said, "What that boy say years ago? Lean back, lean back." I said, "Yeah, grandma, lean back." So, yeah, I told him, I said, "You have to stop that." I said, "Because that's not what God put you here to do. So if you want to find what God put you here to do, ask yourself three questions. First question: what comes easy to me but harder to other people?" These are the three questions you have to ask yourself. What comes easy to me but harder to other people? What do I mean by that? What is it that you're good at doing that can't nobody else do? What is it that you're good at doing that nobody else can do it just like you? That's the first question. He's already ready to tell me. Second question: what would I do and do it for free? What would I do and do it for free? I'll take the whole bag. Thank you. Yeah, What would I do and do it for free? That's a tricky question, because how many of you know at least one adult that hates their job? And if you work for the university, keep your hands down. Here's the problem. Many times we grow up and we hate our jobs. That's a decision we made. When I say, what did God put you here to do? That's what's going to make you the smartest, the wealthiest, and the best in the world at what you do. What do I mean? Okay. How many of you have dogs? Okay. How many of you like dogs? Okay. Let me ask you all a question. Do dogs like bones? Dogs don't like bones. They like steak. They settle for bones. That's all they can get out of life. So you have to ask yourself every day, what am I settling for? Don't get into a job that you hate. Dream big. There are 196,940,000 square miles to the planet Earth. Possibility and opportunity is everywhere, but you have to see it. You have to step up and get ready for your success. Third question. This one's important. Giving back. How can I give back? No matter what you do, because we have a lot of black people in high places looking down on the black people in low places. My grandmother taught me you should never look down on anyone unless you're pulling them back up. And that's your responsibility as a brother, is to pull your brother with you. There's space and there's room for all of us to walk into the door. That's what President Barack Obama did. By him becoming president, he made sure to give back to us in such a way that our dreams no longer had any limits or a ceiling. Because honestly, our parents were kind of lying to us for a long time. They were telling us, you know, you can be successful, you can be anything you want to be, but in the back of their mind, they were saying, you can't be president. But now we can be president. We have a president who looks like us. What does that mean? That means that you, anything that you put your mind to is possible, but you've got to dream big. I'm the only African American to make a million by the age of 14 years old who wasn't in entertainment or had a family connection. I had to dream big. I had everyone telling me what I couldn't do, what wasn't possible. I wouldn't be successful. So the thing that we have to focus on is understanding our dreams. But don't just be a dreamer. Dr. King, Martin Luther King said, don't be just a dreamer, be a visionary, because a dreamer keeps their eyes closed and a visionary keeps their eyes wide open.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Good morning, this is Charlotte Childs. I'm the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show, and I am the host. I want to invite you next week to next Monday's Inspiration Monday, and we'll be talking about unstoppable. Be unstoppable in your life, unstoppable in your dreams, unstoppable in your vision. Next Monday on Inspiration Monday. Welcome back to the show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through in that process. Raise your arms of victory, which is the universal victory sign through time, through culture, through different planets. Be able to raise your arms high in the victory sign. Also understand this, that you're going from glory to glory to glory. Now we're just listening to Dr. Farrah Gray. And Dr. Fargray had three questions that you should ask yourself during the week. Three questions. What comes easier to you than other people? And I know everyone that is alive right now and their eyes are open, you have something that's truly unique to you that you can do that other people cannot do. It could be cooking. It could be cleaning. It could be whatever. It could be cutting the hedges. Could come easier to you than anybody else. Now, ask yourself those three questions. What would you do? What would you do for free? Now, that's a huge one. But everyone knows they have something they've either done or doing right now or think about doing. They know that, well, yeah, man, you wouldn't have to pay me to do that. Just do that. Do it and do it for free. And the last one, giving back to your community. How can you give back to your community? How can you give back to your community? We had a conversation with a gentleman that stopped in our office about a month and a half ago. And this gentleman had property. He had different things going on in his life, but he was working a 9-to-5. That he was working, not 9-to-5, but 9-to-12. And we had a conversation with this gentleman, but he didn't understand the assets, the thing he had in his life right now that could take him where he is right now to the next level. He already had. And just by having a conversation with this gentleman, he came to the realization that he did not want to start another business. He wanted to start a camp for children. And he had all the tools in place to do it. He wanted to become a teacher. That's what he felt his purpose in life was, to become a teacher, but did not realize until we sat down to have a conversation with him that he had the tools already in place to do what he wants to do. Now, that comes to that purpose. Everyone has that dream. Everyone has that thing that's been gnawing at them. Everyone has seen that. Thing that they have the answer for, that problem that they have the answer for. That's what you have to go after. That is part of your destiny. But you have to listen to it. Because in life as we know it today, we have choices that we have to make. Just like Dr. Fargray said, are you going to settle for the steak or are you going to settle for the bones? Are you going to go ahead and go for it or are you going to say, what if I did that? Never put yourself in the position you have to ask yourself, what if I did that? Make the decision. If you're wrong, you'll find out. If you're right, you'll find out. Either way, God will let you know. Some people say, I'm waiting for God to tell me. He's already told you. You just didn't like the answer. And if you say, I haven't heard from God yet, make a decision, and you'll know which way you're supposed to go. But you have to make a decision. You have to make a choice. You lose by not making a choice at all. By not making a choice at all, you lose. When I say you lose, that means you don't get where you're supposed to be. You don't become who you're supposed to become. You don't affect the people you're supposed to have to be affected around you. And your legacy is in jeopardy. That's why it's very important for every person, from the three-year-old who can emulate anything he sees on TV or she sees on anything on TV, to understand the purpose in life. And part as an adult, as part as a parent, you're supposed to groom them in that process to help them find their purpose in life. Now, everyone may not find out all at the same time, but I guarantee you this, out there in your life today, those questions have been answered for you. You may not have liked the answer based on the center that you have in your life right now. When we say centers, what is your focus in your life right now? What is the thing that has your driving force? And that's part of the process. You need to understand, to be aware of where you are right now, so you can become who you want to become. That's critical. It is important for you to understand right now where you are at in order for you to become who you're supposed to become. Because you can be taught completely wrong, and still the Spirit will give you the information you need in order to come out of your fog, your funk, but you have to listen. If you're money-centered, it's not going to work for you because you're not going to have the power or the imagination or the dreaming capability because you are limited by how much money you have. If you're work-centered, you're going to define yourself by what you do. You can't do that. If you're possession-centered, your security is based on your reputation, your social status, or the tangible things you possess, the stuff. If you're dependent on defining yourself by the stuff, if the stuff goes away, your representation of yourself goes away also. That's why a lot of people lose their minds if they had the big house, the big ride, the big car, the big boat, the big plane, and for whatever reason, it all goes away, and they can't handle it going away because it's stuff. We have to understand it's stuff. We don't own the stuff. We're all here as stewards. But you have to understand that it's stuff. But if you understand that where your center is right now, you need to move where your center is right now in order to achieve your destiny. We talked about habits a couple weeks ago. The habits you have now, one of the reasons you have not met your destiny or are not successful in where you're going right now is because you need to change the habits that you have right now to the habits to make you successful. And a habit is a daily thing you do on a regular basis. So one of the things you have to find out is what your center is. When I say the center, and one of the books I always use and always talk about here, we talk about Earl Nightingale and The Strangest Secret. We also talk about Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Excellent references, resources to get you to the next level. Also, other book we talk about, 21 Days of Building Healthy Habits for Yourself and for Your Family. All those things you have to be intentional about in feeding yourself. And the last question that Dr. Fargreer talked about, how would you give back to the community? How can you give back to the community and do this? Because, and what we talk about all the time here, it is about reaching to the top of the mountain. It's about reaching that plateau, the next level of glory. But also in that process, you have to turn around and instruct, lead, govern, guide, mentor, teach, write a book, do a video, have a speech, about how you did it. And it's not whether you achieve the success of money or the success of pain or fame. Each individual has a story to tell, and each individual has a victory in life that they've been able to achieve that no one else has been able to achieve for them. That is your story. Everyone has a story. But understand this. Your story is still being written based on the decisions that you make. We're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here on Inspiration Monday. That is to get you up and inspire you so you can get through the week to do the extra stuff you need to do, the extra hour, the extra time, lift the extra weight to get, meet, and complete your destiny. Listen to blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show, and we're talking about what we always talk about here on Inspiration Monday. Now we're going to listen to Destiny, and then we're going to talk about that. Destiny. Does this complete the task? Well, no, it doesn't. Knowing your destiny and purpose is one thing. The other half is to be unstoppable in that. And we're going to talk about being unstoppable next week on Inspiration Monday. Being unstoppable. You know, that irresistible force that will come through and complete the task that's given to him. Now we're going to listen to Destiny.
I do not believe that any of us have dreams that were not given to us for the purpose of accomplishing those particular dreams.
If you feel you have something to give, if you feel that your particular talent is worth developing, is worth caring for, then there's nothing you can't achieve.
So I applaud you for your dreaming, for your running towards your dream. I applaud you for believing in yourself, because that's what life is about, stretching and challenging, looking for ways that you can begin to improve yourself. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary. It's necessary that you go for what is yours in the universe. Logical, practical thinking says you can't do it today. But if you want to produce unreasonable results in your life, like living your dream and taking charge of your destiny, you've got to be an unreasonable person.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is. Your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much. That's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact. Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again.
If it's hard, why do people do it? Why do they do it? People who climb mountains. Why would a Nelson Mandela give up 26 years of his life? Why do people do that? Even though it's hard, it's worth it. It's worth it. The people who go after this stuff, what makes it worth it? It's got to be your passion. You got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Let me share something with you. History is being read, but it's also being written by people with imagination.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
No matter how bad it is, or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. Live your life with passion. With some drive.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar ID Number. You're listening to, or just listen to, Destiny. That was done by Matsu M. I highly recommend Matsu M. We play a lot of his things on our show here, and so we do want to give him due credit for his work. And at Matsu M, you go to YouTube and type in Matsu M, and you will see his encouragement, his inspirational things he's put together. And out of all the ones that are out there right now, we've been able to identify mostly with him in terms of inspiration, motivation, talking about destiny. And there's a couple others that we work with also. But in that process, to understand this, is that you have to be conscious about what you feed yourself. What you dream today, it doesn't matter where you're at today. As long as you're dreaming, your dreaming provides for you right now as if you are standing in your own acres of diamonds. Not anybody else's, but your own. So if you have acres and acres of diamonds, what you can do with all that wealth? It's up to you. Because you've been given everything right now you need to have to be successful. Yes, it's going to take sacrifice, it's going to take commitment, and you're going to have to decide what you're going to have to sacrifice, what you're going to have to commit to in order to achieve the destiny you're supposed to be part of. Again, what is that destiny? That destiny is your purpose. The thing that's being called to you right now, that thing that what's calling your being right now to accomplish. Right now, everyone in this world is being called to do something that only they can uniquely do because of their experience, because of their way of thinking, because of the connection, something that only uniquely they can do. And every day, you are being called on it. Some people suppress it. Some people don't want to hear it. Some people don't want to believe it. Because often, many times, when you're called to greatness, and we all have that quality of greatness, but we have to choose to receive it. We have to choose to accept it. Because you know what comes with greatness? Comes great responsibility. But the greatest responsibility involves what? The greatest responsibility is of your life right now and what you make of it. The greatest responsibility in life is your life. What you connect to, who you influence, what you achieve is based on that decision, answering the call. And that is for someone out there. You are supposed to be answering a call right now that you're not answering. Be obedient and understand this, and your obedience is your victory. We're going to take a brief break. You listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network. We talk about what we always talk about here. That's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you have some fun. All here on blogtalkfree.com/ The Million Dollar Idea Network. Welcome back. We are slowly, time is flowing forward, and there's one other thing that we had to, but we'll save that for next time. But understand this. This is our final commentary for today, and then everyone will have something to think about to be inspired today. Again, our purpose is to inspire you. What is inspiration? Is that thing that comes from within, that ultimate motivator that inspires you to do the extra effort, spend the extra time, lift the extra weight, work the extra hours, get up extra early, stay up extra late, so you can achieve your purpose and destiny. It's about encouraging, using uplifting words. It's about giving you the understanding or making sure you have the information that you understand about your legacy. And also understand that you're supposed to be prosperous. You're supposed to reach total prosperity and have success in your life. It doesn't matter where you're at right now. As long as you're going in the direction that you're supposed to be going in, the direction of purpose, the direction of destiny, you have already won. And that's what life is truly about. Again, be a participant in life. Don't be a spectator. Don't accept for where you're at right now and say that's it for you. You do not have to accept that. Don't be saying 10, 15 years down the road, what if I did such and such? Because that time is gone. You only have the future to work with it. All of us don't know how much time that we have here on this planet, but we do know that we're supposed to spend our time most wisely, uplifting, helping others in the process. And when we do that, that's when we get uplifted in the process also. Critical. Be inspired today. Be inspired in what you're doing. And understand that your inspiration, someone is watching also. Your inspiration, your work ethic, someone is watching also. And you never know when you're being watched by other people, but you're always watched by God. And for today, that is all I got. Been a CASC production, copyright 2015. Be blessed in high favor. Know that we love you, God loves you, and understand that your destiny, your purpose is out there. Just reach for it and grab it and run with it.
It's your dream, your choice.